Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Online Lifeline by Phyllis L. Christian, Texas, USA. Books are precious to me. I've always been an avid reader, but my eyesight has failed to the point that I am now considered legally blind. I am a 75-year-old widow, and I live alone. I have spent many hours consulting with eye specialists, but will probably never regain my sight. In order to continue enjoying books, I subscribed to an online audiobook service several years ago. The audiobooks let me enjoy nonfiction and literature alike without straining my eyes too much. But their books are encoded, so only certain electronic devices will accept their software, then read them out loud. I tried several, but had to load and reload the media to get through a book. Then they put the iOmega Hip Zip on their list of supported devices, and I bought one. When I received it, though, I could not set up the software. Between the Hip Zip's small screen, the number of on-screen instructions, and the sequence of buttons I had to push, I could not read the screen fast enough to follow the steps. I tried over and over to install the software to the point of total frustration. I am not usually defeated by something so minor, but I wanted to throw the Hip Zip across the room. I described this exercise in futility to members of an online audiobook list. Another member named Georgia tried several times to walk me through it. Over and over again, I went through each of the steps and every time got an error message telling me the installation was no good. By that time, I imagine Georgia was as frustrated as I was. Then, out of the goodness of her heart, she told me to mail it to her. She had two of the devices herself, she said, and would do the installation for me. She didn't know me, and I didn't know her, but I jumped at her offer and sent it immediately with a prepaid return address label. I didn't want her to have second thoughts. About a week later, I got it back. What mystical incantation she pronounced over it, I will never know, but it worked exactly as it was supposed to and has been working ever since. If it hadn't been for Georgia, I wouldn't be able to use the Hip Zip. It would either be sitting, collecting dust, or stomped into little pieces. Georgia's unexpected act of kindness was priceless to me. I feel as if she rescued me from a problem no one else could understand. She may not realize it, but Georgia gave me more than just technical support. She gave back my ability to enjoy books, one of the greatest pleasures in my life.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.